Prescriptions, copays, lab tests. Even with insurance, healthcare can cost thousands every year. But not for me, because I'm enrolled in VA healthcare. My service was then, my benefits are now. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
Song of the day from 1977, I Fought the Law by The Clash. 464-568-51 is bad. 10 is good. Text or rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day. Once again, your song of the day from 1977, I Fought the Law by The Clash. 464-568-51 is bad. 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day.
Interesting.
1977.
It was not Rock the Casbah. Remember Rock the Casbah?
Oh, Rock the Casbah. Oh, yeah.
Seriously.
Rock the Casbah.
Parallel lines.
If you'd have played Rock the Casbah, me and Sipple would have
been. I have played that in the past.
Have you? We'd have went nine nines on that.
Did you go? Did you? Not since Bill's been.
Oh, no. This is a couple years ago for sure.
Rock the Casbah is an incredible song. Do you like Should I Stay or Should I Go Now?
It's so good.
If I go, there will be trouble.
Job
Parallel lives.
Yeah. Really good job by you on that. Train in Vain.
I love that song.
He loves that
song. Big fan of that one.
This song, I kind of admire that. It's got to be a remake.
It's a remake, right? Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Jake has no idea.
No idea. Yeah, Jake, that song was that. That is a remake. Yes.
It might be. Yes. Yeah. That's the issue I have. It's a remake. It's good, though. Yeah. I can't
it's
go.
It's interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting. Interesting two-way.
Energy.
Energy. I can get to a 6.1554.
Take that.
Take
that.
I can go to a 6.4442.
Okay, a little better.
That's all fine. Right,
you got to guess Ben now, Bill.
That was an upbeat song. I think Ben's right with us in the sixes, like 6.9.
4.6 is the guess. Is the rating from Ben.
He's got a dum-dum in his mouth. He's lost interest.
Yeah, he's lost interest. Ben's lost interest in the show.
Sucker.
So he's arriving as the show starts. He now walks in with Sipple. he's the producer. He's the producer.
But Sipple Ben, opens I'm the star door. Of the show. Yeah, I can come
he
late. Is.
He comes in late. He does.
Come on, there's no reason for me doing it. Yeah. There's no reason for you.
Come on, Ben. Ben, you don't just all of a sudden, I mean, like, the Beatles could walk in late when they were the Beatles.
Yeah.
When they were not famous yet, no, they couldn't do that.
I walk in late because of spontaneity reasons. I want spontaneity.
Yeah, you do. Like all the clips we played.
Sipple also starts talking when he's 1 foot in the door. as soon as his foot hits the inside of the building, he's talking.
Or he's laughing.
He's laughing
something.
Or something's happened. He doesn't just kind of walk in ever.
Can I think of funny things you guys say as I'm driving? Hey.
We do have good
there's
things.
Always something funny when I'm thinking when I walk in that I have to address.
Yeah, he laughs when he walks in every single day.
Yes.
I like that.
Any of the text line?
Ratings here before we get to Bill's Thrills. Jake and Hickman, 2.3. Brett and Bertrand, 8. Bill and Bennett, 5.45. Sandmaster and KC, 6.1. Husker Mike and Waterloo, 7. Guilt Nerd, 1.
Whoa.
In that song. Just a 1. Mike in Remsen, Iowa says, 0. What is this? My ears are bleeding.
Wow, I've taken some shots.
Mike and Dalton, 5. Ryan in California, 4.8. Kodiak Bear, 7.1. Jennifer, 7. Hubby, 5.3. That's low for Hubby.
Low
for Hubby.
Jake, you got to step it up according to the household.
Just if he's with the household, yes.
Lyle in Omaha.
Lyle.
5. Bird Mountain says 3.8. I'd probably change the station on that song.
Okay. Bill, I think we got to start sending suggestions.
I'll start texting Jake some ideas.
Give me some songs.
He sometimes will take them.
Yeah. Sometimes. Ben in New Orleans, 4.3. Yeah. I think this is our first ever New Orleans text I've ever received in the history of this show.
That's nice.
That's not small.
No, that's big
news. Wait a second. We have a New Orleans listener.
Is it Ben in New Orleans texted it? I've never seen that
Welcome,
one on the text
Ben.
Line.
Welcome, Ben. He'll say something.
Yes, that's very...
You're the big name in the show. I'm the star. Now, you that is big to me, that we have a New Orleans listener.
And I've never seen New Orleans on the text line. Good. It's great.
It's great.
Sanderson, mid, 5.5 on that one. Corey says 5 on that one. That's actually okay for Corey. Yeah. It's a high score for him. Downtown Scott, 8.6. Beef Tacos with us.
Beef Taco.
3.4, kind of mid. Kind of Beef Tacos.
Oh, he's with us.
Where have you been, Beef Taco? Yeah, we call for you every day.
Yeah, yes, the taco.
Every day we ask for you.
He's with us.
He's with us. That is your song of the day. Well, LB and Minden, 4.5. Old Dad, -5.
-5, that's hard to get.
Yeah, you're right. We got to get to Bill's.
Plains, Minden, Grant, 3.4. Thank you for your text.
Are we going to better times by any chance?
Oh, don't tease it yet. It's time for a Tuesday edition.
Yeah, just hang on.
Tuesday edition of Bill's Thrills. It is, of course, Bugaboo Tuesday, Things That Bother Him. So let's fire it up.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, yeah.
Is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. It is a Bugaboo Tuesday, Sip's favorite day of the week for Bill's Thrills. What is bothering you today?
I had something back in time and I shelved that.
That's okay.
Whoa. I wanted to stay current.
That's fine.
It would be delectable if the detectable was correctable.
Oh, three.
It would be delectable if the detectable was correctable.
Oh, my God. Did Tamara help you out with that?
No. Got it myself. Refereeing, officiating, what's reviewable needs updating. I'm watching these games.
Okay. I like this.
I'm watching these games. There's a great one. Texas Tech versus Colorado. Texas Tech is driving, and there is a crystal clear major face mask.
Okay.
On the same play, there is a possible targeting. They missed the face mask somehow. They missed it. They review it for targeting. As they're reviewing it, everyone goes, yes, that's a face mask, but it's non-reviewable.
Oh.
So imagine the guy's in the booth, and the guy's talking to him from New York City. He goes, hey, Clyde. Yeah, I don't think that's going to be a targeting, but wow, you guys are going to get ripped on this one because you guys missed a face mask so bad. Well, that's not reviewable. I know. You see it. It's crystal clear. It's on film that it's a face mask that tackled the guy, and they see it on film on a reviewable play, and it's like it never happened.
Oh.
It's the reviewable has to be. How can you not make face mask reviewable or challengeable?
Why is it not?
Why we just challenge it. There's a face mask. We want to challenge it, and they come back. If there's a wrong during the play, I can't imagine either side. If you're on the negative side, what would you say if you were a Colorado fan? It's like, it's a face mask.
It's right there.
He tackled him by the face.
It's right there.
They go through the whole thing. It's absolutely, as you're watching this thing, it happened on the Bengals. Joe Burrow got face masked in that game again. They lost. They got face masked so bad, and one of the offensive linemen did too. And the refs, it was on Thursday night. They even Al Michaels like, this is incredible. They didn't even call this face mask, and it's non-reviewable. And you can see that it's a crystal clear play. McGuire said they missed five face masks in the game.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new. Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. But it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code EARLYBREAK at checkout. That's CigarsInternational.com. Use promo code EARLYBREAK, all one word, at checkout, EARLYBREAK, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Chumba. Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
And so that call's easy. Okay, a holding on the offensive lineman or this, okay, a little bit, different things on a PI, I get it. But when it's on film and it's crystal clear and they're reviewing it and everyone says the same thing, oh, boy, they missed that one, but non-reviewable. Just change the rules.
Why is it not reviewable?
It's a judgment slash, you know, in the heat of the... All they can review now is, did he make the first, not make the first? Was the ball out? Did he complete the catch? Which is way harder to determine if he completed the catch.
Yeah.
Way harder than determine if there's a face mask. The face mask is way easier. You should be able to challenge it. I'm going to challenge. I think there's a face mask. Look at it and challenge it. Why do we have this kind of... And in the end, isn't the biggest thing to get the call right?
Yep.
The call right. But they can sit and watch a catch or no catch or a spot for 10 minutes, but they can't review a face mask. I mean, I can't imagine the conversation. Just like, oh, we're going to take one on this one. Wow, did you guys miss a face mask? It's like, I know, can't review that. Yeah, we're well aware. Fix it.
I got you.
Fix it. Oh, it makes me so mad when you see these calls. And then you're going to get by them. But in the end, it's not what you want is to get the call right.
Yeah.
They'll watch a catch for 10 minutes. They watched that one for 10 minutes of Miami versus Virginia Tech in the end zone.
And they still got it wrong.
And they still got it wrong. They watched for 10 minutes. Where this one's like, face mask. Yep. Be so easy to come back and go, oh, we got a face mask. And then no one could even complain about it if you just change the rule and say, it's reviewable. If we see it, if you see something, say something.
Yeah. Keep going. You got any other ones?
No.
Oh, example. Okay, read that headline again.
It would be delectable if the detectable would be correctable.
I think about Bill yesterday at some point in his day, thought those words up and wrote them down.
I did.
That's amazing.
In my garage.
That is, I give you a lot of credit for that.
In my garage.
That's a good headline.
This upsets me.
It's good. It got me.
We have some response from YouTube and the text line here.
Nice.
Nice.
The tube.
Number one, Brandon, the tube. Brandon says, Bill is a rapper. Let's call him Billy Dog over here.
Billy Dog?
I could do it. Billy Dog. D? You can do it. Yeah.
Moonbot also likes the rapping you have. Brandon also says, why not make officials' grades public after the games?
There'd be something to that I wouldn't bother me. I mean, obviously, I don't agree with what went on at Utah. I mean, I don't think that was
AD.
And also,
Kevin Harlan.
And you know who wrote that
check?
Mark wrote that check. That came out right. But his wife's like, you just wrote
the $40,000 fine.
Yeah, you think Utah's paying that?
God, he would have to pay
this
that.
One.
Yeah, I don't care who you are. That's a big hit.
I'm sure the president's going like, yeah, we're not doing that. Yeah, this one's on you.
Explain that to your wife.
Yeah, come down. Okay, a little rough one here.
$40,000.
$40,000.
On what?
What?
Still upset. Yeah,
and you had time to think about it? You had time to
you
think
still
about
did
it?
A post-game press conference.
Yeah, and then also, who's more upset than the head coach? And the head coach didn't do it. Head coach was like, and the head coach also, way more money than the AD. Way more money.
So he
could have just said, you know what? Doesn't bother me one bit. Yeah. I'm saying what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Nope. But anyway, anything else in the text line, Jake?
Kodiak Bear says, the more the refs miss these calls, the closer we are to AI reffing games.
That would not be better times. Possible? No,
that'd be great. That would suck.
But I would just, like I said, there's certain things that there's in place things that happen. But when it's so crystal clear. It's so crystal clear that it was a face mask and it's missed. Mm-hmm. And it happens every game. It happens every game.
Remember when I told you about me and Bill getting in a fight out at Shoemaker's?
Yeah.
I was on the rock and he called. We don't need to get into that. The biggest fight I ever get, not the biggest. Been in a lot of fights with coaches. One of the biggest fights I've been in was with Doc Sadler. Yeah. And we got into it hard because he suggested that refs have a press conference after games. And I said, that's ridiculous. And a lot of people are for it, though. But I say, no, all it would do, it would take over the whole conversation. Yeah. All the sports writers, that's all they'd want to write about is a bad call. Yeah. And it would just, but Doc was adamant that they should be held accountable in the form of a press conference.
You get so,
No.
You really do.
No. I don't hate the idea of it.
I hate the idea.
Yeah, I'm going to side with Sip on this one.
I understand why Doc would say that.
Even as a coach, because why Doc's saying this, and I understand why, you get so upset as a coach. You get so upset. The problem now is, that, like I said, it's been well noted in all levels, NFL and college, there's been horrific errors
have been
made. Like I said, they signaled a touchdown against USC, against Minnesota, and they called him short, and you never see the ball cross the line.
Nope.
You never see it cross the line. And they made it a touchdown.
There's never a clear obvious.
I mean, and so it's like there's...
He's got to be in.
He has to be. It's kind of like he had to have dropped that ball. Well, you called it a touchdown. Do you see him drop it? No, we don't. We don't see him drop it. And they'll watch stuff forever. But the problem is that it's like right now, the high school association came to us, right, for referees. So we can't get anybody. They got one off. They can't get anybody to work. So they're not going high school to small college to major college to NFL. You know how hard it is to get those guys? Take a look at the age when you look at the officials in the NFL. Just look at them.
They're older.
They're older. I mean, right now, Blakeman looks like he's the youngest guy out there, and he's 58?
He's older than me.
Is he?
You're nuts. Yeah.
He's old. So
he's older than us.
So my point is because
he's probably not 10 years
these up and coming referees, and then also I think the press conference would just run people out of the profession.
Thank you. That's what I was just going
to
say.
I think it'd run them out of the profession.
Yeah, you'd have to pay him a lot more.
Or it's gonna be we'll do it. I'll take this heat. But then every game I'm doing, I should be getting $50,000.
Right now I'm a household name. No, it's a ridiculous idea. It's a nice thought, but if you in terms of practicality, no.
I just can't imagine when you can see it crystal clear why you can't call it.
I understand that. I get that.
And I would go and I really would. The face mask is the one that stands out to me. I mean, sometimes you might go, that was a crystal clear hold, and they missed the hold. There's no doubt that they missed the hold. That would be too much for me.
God dang, those guys I want to say, they do have a tough job. Yeah. It is a tough job.
Beef Tacos, before we get to break, says he's back again.
He says,
it's so bad that sometimes it seems refs are on power trips. My blind and deaf dog could do better most of the time, and he died in 2014.
The one thing that I've seen recently I actually didn't lay eyes on. I know the guy who did it. I didn't see him do it, but apparently a ref at the Nebraska basketball game, maybe the first one, came off the court to booze and gave him one of these.
Really?
I wish I had seen that.
I
I wish I was there for that.
The decorum is getting worse.
Well, take a look at this
on both ends.
Jake does that. Jake is me. Oh, that Jake is a referee, a basketball referee.
That ain't working.
That ain't working. Yeah, I can't hear you. Yeah, how do you like that?
Yeah, how do you like that one in row two?
Hey, how about hey Fred, you like this one? You like that?
Take that.
Hey, Nebraska fans, you like that? Hey, don't
I'd be a great ref.
Don't forget, just go back and Google this one. In the Pittsburgh was it Virginia game?
Yes, they lost.
Yeah, Virginia goes for it on fourth down and doesn't make it. And they said that one of the referees wasn't in the right position. The play was live. They ran the play, doesn't make it. They gave him fifth down. They gave him a down over.
Ooh.
And they said one of the referees is not in proper position. He's going to rerun the play. So why is he not in the proper position? They ran the play. It didn't get blown dead. They stop him and gave him the ball again. Then they run it again and get it.
And get it.
I mean,
five downs.
Take a look at it. It's mind-boggling.
That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk Scott and Ty at Mid
Plains
Advisors. When we come back, hour two, back to Dana Holgorsen. What will the offense look like with three games to go next?
And we'll have some special team stats.
We will have some special team stats as well when we come back in an early break in the ticket.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.